Hours before the Vermont Senate began debating a controversial consumer protection bill, a group of firefighters gathered in the statehouse to explain why they think the legislation is so important. Ben O'Brien is a South Burlington firefighter and the president of the Professional Firefighters of Vermont.
My members go to work every day and understand the inherent risks that we face as firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics. However, we've drawn a line in the sand saying no to harmful and unnecessary chemicals and consumer products. We see far too many firefighters leaving our profession with occupational illness, and it's time to lead on this issue and remove these harmful chemicals from Vermont.
The presence of toxic chemicals and flame retardants is of particular concern to O'Brien's group, but the bill under consideration in Montpelier would expand regulatory oversight of substances found in a broad array of consumer goods. The legislation changes the rules entirely around the regulation of toxics, and it would give the Department of Health new authority to ban certain chemicals outright or require manufacturers to affix warning labels to products. Business groups say the bill is farther-reaching than anything on the books elsewhere in the United States, and critics say it opens the door to the banning of chemicals even if there's no scientific evidence to prove they're harmful. Bennington Senator Dick Sears says the bill would deal a blow to Vermont's already struggling manufacturing sector. Sears has received letters expressing concerns about the bill from three companies in his district, including Energizer and Mack Molding Company.
But I'm concerned about the jobs. I'm concerned about the precedent that we set here, that the legislature would no longer be in charge of deciding what materials to ban. Rather, it leaves it to some unelected bureaucrats.
Lauren Hurl has spearheaded the toxics bill for Vermont Public Interest Research Group. Hurl says the Department of Health is a better venue for vetting concerns about chemicals than the statehouse.
To really have those kind of scientists driving this process instead of politics will be refreshing.
But industry interests say that by adopting the most aggressive regulatory framework in the nation, Vermont risks the stability of businesses that will have to operate under it. Andy Hackman is a spokesman for the Toy Industry Association, a trade group that has 35 business members in Vermont. He says big businesses have the resources to navigate heavier regulation.
But for small companies like Vermont Teddy Bear Company and some others that are based in state, this could be a significant negative impact.
The bill is expected to pass the Vermont Senate, but the Shumlin administration has begun to voice concerns about the department's ability to administer the new regulatory duties. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.